This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Vorsteiner Dunkel. It's in Category 4A Dark American Lager. And again, that category is sort of like the higher end of the Pale American Lager categories, in that it's meant as an international style. So, just because it's German doesn't mean Germans are making the beer in the American style. They're all making a mass market beer. Anyhow, it's clearly dark. I look at it. It's a very deep copper color. Hold it up to a light. It's brilliantly clear. It's got a moderate-sized off-white head. Looks very nice. I'll give that a 3 in appearance. When I smell it, it's malty sweet with some, maybe a light amount of caramel. I get a little bit of sulfur. It's common in a lot of lagers. The malt seems medium low to low in intensity, but it's definitely there, and it has sort of a sweetness to it. The malt is also a little nutty, so it's sort of interesting. I'm not getting any esters or other sort of fermentation problems. I'm getting a little bit of spicy hops, very low. I'll go ahead and give that a 11 in aroma. Flavor, also malty sweet. It's got a little bit of a rich flavor. Not really like a Bock, but you know, just a little bit. You know that it's good German malt. Some caramel and also some roast flavor are there. Has an impression of sweetness, but it's sort of finishing dry like German lagers typically do. Bitterness is medium-low, and there's also a medium-low spicy hop flavor. Yeah, the impression is malty, but the finish does dry out to make it quite drinkable. The roasted quality is a little nutty and chocolatey. It's not burnt. So it's just enough to give it some flavor interest. But it doesn't have any sort of harsh qualities to it. From a fermentation standpoint, it's super clean. Touch of sulfur, maybe, but that's on the low side. All in all, that's a very, very interesting beer. It's got all the kind of flavors that I'd want, some that are usually optional in the style. It has a lot of interest. It's not overly bitter. You know, it's bitter enough to not just be a sweet drink. You know, that little bit of bitterness, a little bit of hop flavor helps make it a lot more drinkable. I'm really enjoying this a lot. I'm going to give that a 19. Mouthfeel. I'd say the body is medium light, moderate carbonation. No astringency from the roast. In any sort of dark roasted beer, you always should look for that. It's not warming, it's not creamy, there's no astringency. So the mouthfeel is fine. I'll give that a 5. So overall, I'm very happy with this. It's a nicely balanced lager. It's got great malty sweet flavor, enough roast that you know it's dark, even if you had your eyes closed. But it does have a little bit of hop character. So it's not just a, you know, one-dimensionally malty beer. You know, I like how the dryness in it makes it drinkable. That's a very important quality in this kind of a style, because it's, again, sort of aiming at the mass market. So you want something to be tasty and drinkable. Having a little bit of hop flavor in there is very nice. Very well crafted. Good quality beer, well lagered. Very, very, very enjoyable. So I'm going to go ahead and give that a 9. It's a very high scoring beer. That adds up to a... Well, it's easier to count the points off than the points it has. They took off 3 points, so that's a 47. Definitely a world-class beer. So check it out. It's a Warsteiner Dunkel, judged as a dark American lager, category 4A.